This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We have a number of questions at hand. We just learned Simen Samach Siv Dalet, where the Mechaber brought down two deos, whether mitzvos trichas kavana or not, and he concluded that mitzvos require kavana, which the Bir Halacha said midday raisa mitzvos trichas kavana. Mishnah Berurah said, which means that if someone did it without kavana, they have to do the mitzvah again. And there was a kula of the Chai Adam that if one is in a situation where why else is one doing the mitzvah? For example, where if it's muchach l'fi ha'inyan that you're doing it k'dei latzeis, even if you're not mechavim b'feirush, we stay b'stama, your yoytzei. But it has to be if it's in the context of doing the mitzvah. For example, somebody goes to shul and they say Shema, so then even if they weren't mechavein explicitly, we say, why else were they doing it? But if there could be some other context, then this does not necessarily apply. We also saw there's a machlokes whether mitzvos drabanan need kavana. And the conclusion was indeed mitzvos drabanan do need kavana. So we have a number of questions that we wanted to... That we still have to iron out. Number one, so if every mitzvah drabanan needs kavana, then davening shachris mincha marav is a drabanan, according to everybody. Even the Rambam holds tefillos d'oraisa, once a day is d'oraisa. Now, does that mean, according to the Rambam, that at least once a day someone has to be mechavein to mekayim in the mitzvah of tefillah, and if they're not mechavein to mekayim in the mitzvah of tefillah, they didn't daven? That means today. Did everyone make sure before they davened? I'm a chavein to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. If not, you weren't yotzei tefillah. What about mincha marav, shachris mincha marav, which is derabanan? Does the person have to be lechayer? Person has to be mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah of shachris mincha marav. What about every bracha? Every bracha is a mitzvah derabanan. Before each bracha, does one have to be mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah of that bracha? By the way, it would come out, let's say, before Netilas Yadayim in the morning, or before Netilas Yadayim on bread. We hold that you are mitzvos trichas kavana. If you were not mechavein to mekayin the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, then you weren't yotzei. Does that mean you ate bread without washing your hands? Let's say a person learnt all day and they were not mechavein to mekayin the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So you're not mekayin the mitzvah, but is it bittul Torah? Were you mevatel Torah? So, again, according to the Chai Adam, maybe b'diavad your yoytzei. But not according to the Chai Adam. Is it bittul Torah? Okay, we have to look into all these things. Sif Hei. Hakorei es Shema. One who reads the Shema. V'leikivein libay b'pasuk rishayin. Shehu Shema Yisrael. Someone who reads Shema. And he's not mechavein in his heart in the first pasuk, which is Shema Yisrael, la yatzi yidei chayvasai. So this is a new kind of kavana. This is not kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. This is kavana perish hamilos. So someone who said Shema and he was not mechavein in the first pasuk, he's not yotzei. V'hashar, the rest of Shema, lo kivein libay. If he was not mechavein, afilu hayakari b'Torah, even if he was reading in the Torah, or magia ha-parshios, or being magia the parshios, ha'ilu ba'oinas kriya shema yatsa, v'hu shekiven libay b'pasuk rishayin. So the rest of Shema Kavana is not ma'akev, even if you were reading in the Torah, or correcting the parshios, as long as you had Kavana in the first pasuk. Says Mishnah Berurah, what Kavana are we talking about here? It's not the kavana of Sif Dalet. There it's the kavana to be yotzei the chiv of the mitzvah. Zeb inan l'chol ha-parshias. That you need for all the parshias. K'may shekos of ha-ritva, brash ha-shana, v'shitim k'vetzis and brachos. Ma she'enkin kavana zu, as opposed to this kavana, hu le'hizboinein v'lasam aliba, is to contemplate and to think, ma shu'aymer, what you're actually saying, the meaning of the words. Therefore, it's ma'akiv in the first pasuk. Okay, so now we're talking about perish hamilois. Sheyesh by ikur kabbalas omach shemayim v'achdusa yisparach. The first pasuk is the ikur kabbalas omach shemayim and being miyachid Hashem. V'yesh oimrim, some say she'afilu kavana latzeis hu li'ikuva rak b'pasuk rishayin. Some say even kavana to be yoytze is also only ma'akev in the first pasuk. In other words, the kavana to be yoytze, the mitzvah, that's also ma'akev only in the first pasuk.
What does the other side mean? That's l'chol ha'parshiyus. I mean, the entire Shema, every single word you're saying, you have to have in mind. Aside from parshiyus, you have to have in mind you're being going to the mitzvah every minute.
Yeah, good question. Unless he means the kavana, let's say when a person's mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah of Shema, let's say their kavana is, I have kavana to be yoytzei the mitzvah of Shema with the first pasuk. Or let's say somebody woke up in the second pasuk and said, you know what, I wasn't mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, I'll be mechavin now to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shema. You're out. So it's ma'akev to have that kavana before the first pasuk. Yeah, it's not clear what he's saying. Oy ma'agia v'hu shekare kilchasa. Now, the Mishabur is saying that Perish Hamilois is ma'akev in the first pasuk. He says this later on Siman Samach Beis. Rav Moshe says like this, this kavana that you need to mechav in Perish Hamilois, it includes that when you say Hashem Elokeinu, you're mekabel omach shamayim. In other words, Rav Moshe holds that part and parcel of Perish Hamilois is kabbalas omach shamayim. So that means you only have to have two kavanas. Kavana number one is kavana kidei latzeis. And kavana number two is the Perish Hamilois. Part of the Perish Hamilois in the words Hashem Aleikenu is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Rabbi Yashiv says no. The kavana to Mekav O Malchus Shemayim is a third kavana. By the way, Rabbi Kiveger Shita is that even kavana of Perish Hamilois is not ma'akev in the first pasuk, only kabbalas malchus shemayim. Now, we learned earlier in Siman Hei Sivkat and Gimel that according to the Gra, that by Shema Yisrael you need to be mechavein hoya hoiva v'yia. So that seems to mean that let's say when you say Shema, you just said Shema Yisrael, listen Klal Yisrael, Hashem, and you just thought Hashem. So the Shita of the Gra is seemingly you would not be Yotze. You have to think Hashem is Adoin Koil, Hoya Hoyvaviya. Rav Moshe has a Chiddush, Rabbi Yashiv agrees that B'dieved, if you just think Hashem, you're Yotze. What about the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon Vaed? Later on, we're going to see it's Bechlal, the first pasuk. And if you're not mechavein to the Perish Hamilois, you have to say Shema again. Okay. Simin Samach Aleph. Din Kama Tzarch L'Dakti Gulcham B'Kriya Shema. How careful one has to be in Kriya Shema. Yikra Kriya Shema. You need to say Shema B'Kavana. With intent, be'ema, with awe, be'yira, with fear, be'reses, with trembling, vazeya, with shaking, in a very a state of great reverence. Shema. Now this halacha that you need to say Shema, be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, vazeya, says in Mishnah Berurah, Haynu kol kriya Shema. the whole Shema. That which is explained in the end of the previous siman is only b'diavad. Bekavana, the Elya Rabba hevi b'shem ha'kobay. The Elya Rabba brings in the name of the kobay. V'hu b'yushalmi soif parakam de brachos. And it's Yushalmi at the end of the first paragraph. The b'kriyashma merumas asar sadibrois. In kriyashma is merumas asar sadibrois. Hashem aleikenu. In the words Hashem aleikenu, merumas anochi Hashem aleikecha. Now, if you look at the Masech Midrash Siddur, if I'm not mistaken, they have on the word Shema Yisrael, anochi Hashem aleikecha. But here he says, Hashem aleikenu anochi Hashem aleikecha. Hashem achad dibur lo yielecha, uve pasuk v'yahavta merumas dibur lo sisa. So in other words, Hashem Elokeinu, there's one God. Hashem echad, no other God. V'yahavta, don't swear falsely. By the way, another important thing. When you say v'yahavta, you should be mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of avas Hashem. Now that's very important. If at least once a day a person is required to mekayim the mitzvah of avas Hashem, lechatchila it should be when you say the words v'yahavta is Hashem lekecha. However, if you're not able to have that kavana, then at least once a day you need to be mekayim the mitzvah of avas Hashem. The Shmir Salashon writes that one should not eat in the morning until they know they're mekayim that mitzvah. Okay, then Mishbura continues. What does loving Hashem have to do with not swearing falsely? Demand the racham l'malka, someone who loves the king, loy mishtaba b'shmei l'shikra, does not swear in his name falsely. Uve pasuk uchsavtam al mezuzois dibor loy sachmaid. Don't covet someone else's house. D'chsev beisecha v'loy beis chavirecha. Your friend's, your house, not your friend's house. Uve pasuk v'yosavta d'ganecha. Gather your grain, dibar loy signav, don't steal. Diganchav, loy sesav, digan chavirecha, your grain, not the grain of your friend. Uve pasuk va'avadate mehira, dibor loy sertzach, don't murder. Demand de katel yiskatel, one who kills will be killed. So va'avadate mehira is the punishment for murder. Uve pasuk leman yirbo yimechem, dibor kabedes avicha. Uve pasuk v'loy sasuru, acharei yenechem, loy sinaf, dibor loy sinaf. Uve pasuk leman tizkeru, v'goymer dibor zachras yom haShabbos, shu shakol kachal haTorah. So when you say leman tizkeru, you should remember Shabbos. Now, anyway, even without this Yushalmi, when you say the words leman tizkeru, you should remember Shabbos. Shabbos is one of the sheish zechirois. And Me'ikar Hadin, one is supposed to remember it during Kriyat Shema. Uve pasuk ani Hashem alaykechem, dibor loisan avreyacha et shaka. When you say ani Hashem alaykechem, don't testify falsely. Al kein sarach adam lesbainim behem be'ez amiris Kriyat Shema. Therefore, a person has to think about it when they say Shema, kidei shelo yavai laver alachas mehem, not to violate any of them. So I highly recommend you go out today and you buy yourself the Siddur Masuk Midvash. Why? Because it tells you where in Kriyat Shema each one of the Aser Sadebrois is. It's available in better Svarim stores near you. It has many, many other good features. Like in Ava Rabba, it tells you where to be Mekayim, the Sheish Zechirois. So it's a good Siddur to have. Also, it tells you what Kavana to have when you do the Kriyois, the four Kriyois of Shemana Esrei. There are a lot of good stuff in there. Be'ema V'yira. V'nira, the Be'ema V'yira Zuhi Ba'ifen Zeh. What does Be'ema V'yira mean? Sheyechavein b'sha shukarei eshema, that you're mechavein at the time you say Shema lekabel olav malchus shemayim, to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. Liyos nerag al kiddush Hashem amyuchad, that if ever put to the ultimate test, one would give up their life al kiddush Hashem. Dezeho b'chol nafshecha, that's b'chol nafshecha, afilo noitos nafshecha. V'alze amar akasov ki alecha hayragnu kol hayoyim. The pasuk "We are killed for you every day" is referring to Kriyat Shema. Ki az bekavana zu yikra'ena be'ema v'yira v'rasas v'zeha. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah is explaining a fundamental requirement of Shema. Why is Shema supposed to be read? Be'ema b'yura b'resus of Isaiah. And that's because you're supposed to be makabel omach ha'shemayim to the extent that if ever put to the ultimate test, you would give up your life al kiddush Hashem. Now, when is the correct time to have this kavana? Because the Mishnah Berurah says we learn it from b'chol nafshecha. On the other hand, this is going back on the beginning of Shema. When is a person supposed to think that they would give up their life al kiddush Hashem? Chai Adam says in the name of the Zayar, right after you say the word Echad. Furthermore, one is supposed to imagine as if they would be in a great fire and they're actually giving up their life al kiddush Hashem. Besides that, the Chai Adam says, when you say uvechol nafshecha, shu mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah saseh of avas Hashem, afilu noitel es nafshecha. So that means, Rabbi Yisai, when a person says Shema, the first pasuk, there are three kavanas to have. Kavana number one, one has to have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of Shema. Number two, one has to accept upon themselves oil malchus shamayim. Kavana number three is one should think if ever put to the ultimate test, they would give up their life al kiddush Hashem. Those are the three basic required kavanas that one has to have before Shema. Okay, so it's going to take time. It's going to take time. And then when you say v'yahavta, you should have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of avas Hashem. And when you say b'chol nafshecha, you should think you love Hashem so much, you would even give up your life for avas Hashem. So actually, let's make it simple, and then we'll take it to the next level. The simple kavanos of Shema are three. Kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of Shema, kavana to accept omach shamayim, and kavana to give up one's life al kiddush Hashem. Those are requirements. Now, if you want to add to that, it is correct and also proper that when you say v'yahavta Hashem lekecha, to be mechavein, to be mekayim in the mitzvah of avas Hashem. And when you say b'chol nafshecha, you should think that your avas Hashem goes so far you would give up your life. But I already did that. No, you did that to be mekayim oil malchus shamayim to the extent you'd give up your life. This is a little bit different. You're mechavein that you love Hashem that you would even give up your life. So you might want to start Shema just a little bit ahead of the tzibur to be able to, because as important as this is, the reason you're coming to shul is to start Shemon Esrei with the tzibur. So you're gonna wanna move things up. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have an amazing day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.